Oh yeah, I totally agree that I have found if it starts doing that, if you hit rewind or pause or something like that, it kind of reboots everything, at least in my mind, and everything goes back in sync again. But yeah, I can't handle that. And you're right, if your signal's strong, and some could argue that you get a little more distance out of a digital signal, and that I would say for quality, maybe. But if you are really needing to stretch that rubber band, analog's the only way that you can do that. Because once you get to almost the end of that rubber band, you're either in or you're not, or you're in and out, and you can't even hold a conversation. So digital has its place. The reason I'm a big fan of All-Star right now is because of the audio quality of analog is just it is far superior, especially when you're going through the internet and everything, and you're close to a repeater or you have your own node or something like that. The audio quality, even on a regular radio, is just spectacular compared to digital. I mean, digital was spectacular when it first came out because you never heard anything like that before, But then I know All-Star's been out probably as long or longer, but it's new to me, so I'm pretty pleased with the audio quality there compared to digital. But I have nothing against digital. I still play with those two.
Yeah, I think the best of both worlds, depending on signal strength, KC9TEL for ID, by the way, for the fact that you have both medias, digital's got serious advantages for quality, and if you're at a spot when you can't do digital because of signal strength or whatever, always great to back up the analog. It amazes me, the police department in my particular area, if they can't hit the repeater for some reason, there's no out to go talk around. Everything has to be done that way, and there's no backup to use VHF, UHF, or anything. Thank goodness we all have cell phones. And did you know back in the day that you could use a modem on analog cell phones, but there was a restriction on it? Do you know what it was?
I do not. That's news to me.
If you had it in your car, you couldn't drive your car using analog cellular phones. I was operations manager for Cellular One. We had this big discussion before I moved up here down in North Carolina when I worked for one. If you drive your car, what is a cell phone? It's an FM radio. So when you drive, you're changing the frequency. If you change the frequency and you had the analog modem going through, you change the frequency and what the data works on, it would drop every time. One of those little caveats that you would never think about. I had a serious discussion with a manager one time over that when I was living down south, and he told me I was crazy until we went out and proved it. And it's just one of those things that one would not think about driving. Now, today, digital packets are sent, and it's perfectly okay to drive, 60 miles an hour and everything and not lose a data packet.